making our way to the reading room. The after-hours reading takes place in the reading room of the lofty and impressive building which is the John Rylands Institute and Library. The library was founded by Henriquetta Rylands in memory of her husband, John Rylands, who died in 1888. The building was opened to readers and visitors on the 1st of January 1900. It houses over 1.4 million items, including manuscripts, archives, maps, and works of art, spanning 5,000 years. A leading example of neo-Gothic architecture, the building stands proudly in the centre of the busy streets of Manchester, reaching to the skies with its towers and turrets. It features tall, arched windows, a grand entrance, intricate stonework and decorative carving both inside and out. We begin our journey at the Deansgate entrance. The building towers above us, constructed of dusky red Cumbrian sandstone with an exterior of darker red Barbary stone from Penrith. The arched entrance is between two rectangular wings of the original building, topped by decorative octagonal towers. Steps lead inside. There are then several flights of steps up to the reading room. If we prefer to use the lift, then we continue past the arched entrance and around the building to our right, to the modern extension. This level entrance takes us into the shop and through to the right to the lift, where we ascend to the fourth floor. There will be plenty of festival volunteers around to help guide and advise whichever route we choose. If we enter by the main entrance, we step through one tall door in a double doorway. Each door is within a sculpted frame with a coat of arms above, and more intricate stonework is found high above our heads. Once inside, the vaulted ceiling rises to the heavens. And opposite us on the sandstone wall is a classical style stone sculpture, softly lit by lights either side. The sculpture shows a central standing figure, a robed woman, with two seated figures, a woman to our left and a man to our right, creating a triangular formation. The staff and volunteers will guide us to the staircase to the left. The stone steps lead us upwards into a stairwell with a soaring dome on high. After climbing the flights of stairs, we find ourselves outside of the entrance to the reading room. If we choose to take the lift, we locate this to the right on exiting the shop. We find ourselves in a light and modern section of the building. We come out of the lift on the fourth floor and continue down a walkway or glass bridge into the original building, which is fairly dimly lit. The older parts of the building are lit by the original lighting, which is at a low level. Rooms then lead off to our left, and we find ourselves outside the entrance to the reading room.